right on Shayla ear, is he a lacuna or is that he not a lacuna? The Mishnah says, a sack, a woman was Nansa, we don't know from who, exactly the same as the Mishnah on the Gemara. And the sack of the Mishnah is that it's mutter to get married. But only if Rav Ashir is seen lacuna. What the Gemara is going to say, and I'm going to learn to the Gemara with you now. Pshat in the Gemara requires a lot of thought and a lot of melus, because there are a few things in the Gemara that are unclear. I would just like to be magdim to illustrate to you some of the difficulties of the Gemara, and with this illustration, I hope to. That we'll be able to figure out what the Gemara is talking about. There are two issues. First of all, one issue is the Gemara will say that this Mishnah is talking by Rav, by Trey Rubin. Assume that you're going through the Gemara. And you know the Gemara is going to say that this Mishnah is talking in a case where you have two Rav. That's why we'll make. What are the two Rav? Rav people in the city of Sharon. Plus, Rav people that were visiting were Ksheirim, right? See, I mean, right, visitors in the city were also Ksheirim. So the two rights taken together are a reason to be Megal in the Mishnah. Now, we have to know this because we won't be able to discuss the other issues until we discuss this. Now, I would just like to tell you before I get into the sugya, that Trey Ruby by itself makes no sense. Just push up shot, Trey Ruby, right to the city. Yeah. Now you also have right to the inside people. It's a better ride. Let me explain to you why it really doesn't make sense. Let's say you would take a poll. Okay, you make cupcakes. You want to know how many cupcakes to make chocolate and how many to make the other colors. You take a poll of all the people in the city. And you find out 75% of the people prefer chocolate, and 25% prefer something else. Right? So you can make 75% chocolate. Then someone will say, what is it? We're not only selling to people from the city, we're selling to guests also. Fine, so take a poll of guests. You take a poll of tourists, and of the tourists, 75% like chocolate, 25% like... Is that going to change how many you make? Does that add anything? If 75% of the city, 3 out of 4 people in the city like chocolate, you're ready to make 3 out of 4. They say, 1 minute. But Rav Siura also likes 3/4 of them like chocolate. They have to make more chocolate. What? Yeah, but if Rav doesn't matter, we don't care if it's 60-40 or if it's, right, well, you need 51% to the Salah. So if you're going to say right what year is one way, say 1 minute, right seal is also this way. What is that? Check it. Is the two rights any more than the one right? If from the city itself, right would be one way. Then you pull your beard, you say, the right seal is also this way. Well, what does that change anything? It doesn't add anything to you. If right of the city is kosher, you say, oh, but right, but it's you is also kosher. That's not doing anything. It's not changing anything. It's still the same 75%. Well, the Gemara is just saying right to you on right here, which means only is 51%. So the city is more than 51%. The Siyuah is also more than 51%. What do I gain by right Siyuah? I think it's chances at all. I don't think so. The odd numbers don't increase. Rav Siura plus Rav Yair doesn't change anything because the Rav Yair is a certain percentage. You can only say numbers. Rav Siura is the same percentage. The numbers are the same. What? So that's, you're right. I'm just trying to say is that the Rav Siura, just to say that it's two Ravs and understand the Gemara, Like you learn Daf Yomi, you know, like there's one life, oh, there's two lives, it's even better. It makes no sense. We're going to have to understand what the Gemara talks about Gezeilus. We're going to have to understand what the two lives helps the Gezeilus. Everything has to be worked into the Pshat of the Gemara, which we're going to do soon. But you have to understand before you begin that it doesn't make sense just to say two lives, because two lives doesn't make it. And there's a second point about Trey Ruby, and then we'll get to the Gemara. The second point is that right of the city, how many people are there in the city? That's the biggest city. Let's say a city has 100,000 people. The right of the city tells you sharing. How many people are there in a tsiyua? How many guests are there in a city? I don't know, I'm feeling character. 100 people. 200 people. So we're saying right of the city, which is a very large amount. And then we're saying right tsiyua. Lechayo, we should assume that the bayil came from the city. The city is many more people than the guests. Most cities have more residents than tourists. Far more residents than tourists. New York City has 7 million people. At any given time, it might have 20,000 tourists, 30,000. So, the Berachas Avraham asked this kasha, why does right tsiyua help me? Anything? If right itself says that the bayil came from the city is so many more than the tsiyua, why does right tsiyua, why does that play a role? Right tsiyua is such a small amount compared to right vayir. The answer to both these questions will become clear when we learn the Gemara. This Gemara requires an amnemus, requires hard work, because plus just the simple meaning of the Gemara is not going to make it. It requires a lot of thought. And therefore, we have to go step by step. Let's try to go in order. Before we get to Trey Ruby, we have to make it through the bottom piece of Gemara here. Amalei Rav. Remember. Rav Yechon Menui Da'amar Kameh. Ikra Rav Gamliel Filibret Sula Nami Masha. Ikra Rav Yeshua Filibret Sherem Nami Pasim Suga Mishnah. We've already spent time. Rav Gamliel says Nemenes. And Rav Yeshua says Eina Nemenes. Rav Gamliel says Nemenes even Berek Sula. And Rav Yeshua says Eina Nemenes that Filibret Sherem. So who's our Mishnah? It could be, but it's not Mashmah now. I could have answered the third sheet. There's not much from that for me. These days of the mission, it could have been. Shmuel says, "Atzma Shabbat Hotzadi Karev." The question is our Mishnah talking that she says Bari or not? That's the issue. Rav Gamliel, Rav Yeshua argue when she says Bari. That was the whole thing. Rav Gamliel all only Bari. Rav Gamliel said the whole thing is talking about Bari. So how are we going to learn this Gemara? Is it all talking that she said Bari? Or is it talking that she's not saying Bari? Obviously, in the Gemara's Kasha, the Gemara assumes she's saying Bari. The Gemara's comparing it to Rav Gamliel and Rav Yeshua. So there are actually three ways in the Rishayim to learn this Gemara. The next, if the Gemara says, the Kasha clearly held Bari. Rashi Shita is that the whole Gemara is talking by Bari, and the whole Gemara goes on Rabbi Yeshua. The Rashi says here on the bottom Rashi, Amalei Haki, Amalei Haki, Rabbi Yeshua. It's not Rabbi Yeshua. Why was Rabbi Yeshua Shita in the previous sugya? Rabbi Yeshua held Eina Nemen. Rabbi Yeshua held Eina Nemen as So we're saying now that when the Yeshua held in the manas before, there was only one rite. Here we have two rites, whatever two rites means we'll get to. Here we have two rites, Yeshua is made in the manas. That's a Rashi rite. When there's one rite, Yeshua said in the manas. Our Mishnah will be tomorrow was designed by Trey Ruby, and by Trey Ruby, Yeshua held in the manas. That's Shita's Rashi. That's basically a Dafti Yafi. The problem with Rashi Shita is that we don't pass on Rabbi Yeshua. The Gemara is said Amos is like our mission. The whole Gemara is going Rabbi Yeshua, so it makes sense. The Gemara at the end will say Amos is Rabbi Yehuda. What? Who the man was that was Mizana, that he was a Kasha. What? I'm not going to Rashi. Rashi's learning that she's saying, I know it is, I just can't prove it. So Rashi's learning. Taisus Kiman has two pshatim. The two pshatim actually on the top of says Rabbah and Amos. One pshat, Taisus says, you can learn our Gemara talking by Bari. And going to Rabbi Gamliel. I, Rabbi Gamliel, have always said Nemenes. The answer is that Rabbi Gamliel holds Nemenes, even by Rabbi Sulim, that's to be added. The Chatchila, Rabbi Gamliel holds, you need Trey Ruby. That's the second shot. Right. It's also talking by Bari, and that's Trey Ruby. Or else, there's this other pshat, which is the third way to learn the sugya, is that our Gemara is talking without a Bari. There is no Bari. And when there's no Bari, we didn't have any such case yet. So our Gemara is saying, when there's no Bari, everyone agrees Trey Ruby is going to help you. Two rights. So be sure I wrote something on Kuli Alma. If you have two rights, without a Bari, two rights work. These are the three ways that we have here on the page to learn the Gemara. Rashi is the thing of Yeshua. Taisus, and like Rabbi Gamliel, is talking about Chachila. Or that it's not talking by Bari, and it's going to let everybody. Three ways to learn the Gemara. Every one of the ways has its own Gemara with the Chisroinus. Obviously, Rashi's way is the easiest way to learn the Gemara. The problem is the Shulay Ali Vidal Chisr. That's why we have a hard time. Let's see what the Gemara says. Amar Rav Lev Nachman, Yechem in the Rebbe Amar Kaman, Yichrev Gamli Alach Lev Lev Shulam Nami Manashim, Yichrev Yeshua Alach Lev Lev Shem Nami Pasol, Amar Lev Hachi, Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav, Bekroi Neishal Kipuri Haya Maisa, Kid Rav Ami, This Maisa happened, Andi Yayim Ashok, it happened by the wagons of Kipuri, Amar Rav Ami, Vusha Yisa Siyur Shal Bnei, Adam Sherim, I Beres Lasham, and there was a group passing that was Rav Sheir. Look at Rabbi Yana. He's on Rabbi Yana. Neve'eles b'kroin leis b'sheir l'kuhuna. Literally, that means if somebody was bailing her on a wagon, she's kasha for kuhuna. Makes no sense. On a wagon? B'kroin leis b'sheir l'kuhuna. I mean, on a wagon. Doesn't matter if it was on a wagon or not. Al neve'eles b'shad k'roin leis b'sheir l'kuhuna. It was in the time of the wagon, when there were a lot of guests from out of town, and they were Rav Sheirim, b'sheir l'kuhuna. We'll have to see why. But if it wouldn't be a wagon, if it would, we know for sure it's a member of the city, which is only one ride, then the Vlad Shtuki, Yehadach, Yehas, Rav Dini, Amr Dini, Rav Hanina, Barmilam, Rav Deiri, Amr Dini, Amr Hanina. Without Rav Dini, just Rav Ziri, Rav Ziri said in Rav Hanina, Elchanach HaRei Ha'ir, Vein Elchanach HaRei Ziri. You go according to the rise of the city, you don't go according to the rise of the guest. The city is kavua, it's less logical to go bust of the city, you should go bust of the guest. Here's the case of Trey Ruby. That you go according to rise of year when you also have rise of year with it. If you don't go straight, you have to write the great dasa. Rely on the right seal great dasa. Why can't you rely on right guests by themselves? My time up. Because Zera, right seal, are the right layer. Right, so right of the air is kosher. Right of the guests are kosher. To just rely on right guests are kosher, you can't. Because Zera, are the right layer. Why can't you just rely on right the air is kosher? Right of the air, nanny. It depends. Either causally in who legaba called the parsha ruba parsha. If the man came to the woman, so in achinami you should go bust a right here. Why not? Like tricha the causally e legabe double a kavua. There, talk about the master does. What the Gemara said that right here is kasha, right here is kasha. If there'd be no guests in town, let's say there were no guests, it's just right here. Why would I not rely on Raisa here? Why don't I say Raisa here in this kosher? What's the answer? Why can't I write just write one right, right here? Huh? It might be a clear. Maybe she went to him. Maybe she went to him. First you have to know. You're familiar, I hope. There's a rule. What? Stop or not. Right. Okay, one second. Right. The rule of called the parish, move a parish, is the standard case, the classic case of Shmar Brain. You find a piece of meat in the street. You assume the person that dropped it was from the right. It came from right. If right meat in the city is kosher, the name Brock. You find a piece of meat in the street. So you're letting it. No basar shel Solomon ayin, there's no problem. Find meat in the street, you can eat. Because rye doesn't need the kosher. It's kosher. Kol kavua kemefsamef, the dami. If you're in such a city, and you went into a store, you bought meat, you brought it home. Someone asked you which store, you don't know. You don't remember which store. They tell you, some is still a tray, most of them are kosher, some are tray. So that's called kol kavua. Kavua means you received this meat, the makom kedushin site, in the store, the place where it's kavua. And anytime you receive the meat, the makom kedushin site, the din is kemetz hamefsed. 50-50, it doesn't matter what the actual percentages are. It's a halakha, it's a the kol kavua kemetz hamefsed. If it's in the city, it's kemetz hamefsed. We've spoken numerous times about the seven animals, and one of them was a trefa. We said, any meat in the butcher store is tripe. Even though six animals are kosher, one is tripe. You don't know which is which. Anything in the butcher store called kavua can mess up. Someone already bought meat from the store, and he doesn't know if it came from the kosher animal, from the tripe animal, so he could go bust it right. It was parched, that is the store. But if it's kavua, called kavua can mess up. Now, the Gemara says, if a lady goes to the man, goes to his home. That's kol kavua. She doesn't know. She mizana, either she doesn't know or she's not believed, whatever the case may be. She was mizana with a man. If she went to him, so kol kavua kemetz, it doesn't help that right of the city of Shev. It's a suffix, she was mizana with a kosher of her. If he went to her, so Taisa Dilma says, anytime he goes out of his home, in his home is kavua. When he leaves his home, he's parish. He came to her, so we say, call the parish, move the parish. And if right of the city is kosher, it's kosher. Now that's a din Torah, the full Gazette. So she went to him, she's also to a chayit, kol kavua kemetz hamefsedani. If he went to her, she's mutter to a chayit, because right people in the city are kosher, and called the parish, move the parish. That's easy. Agamara says, you make it today. What is the debate? We are not going to rely on right to hear alone. Why won't we rely on right to hear alone? Why don't we rely on right to hear? So, there are actually two cases in this Gemara. Our Gemara says, Loit Tzricha, does Le'il Begadeh. It's not Rashi's cases, it's not Taisa's cases. Taisa says, Dilma az la'ihi l'gadeh. And Rashi says, Ika az la'ihi l'gadeh. We don't know what happened. We don't know if he went to her or she came to him. We don't know if it was Kthias or not a Kthias. We're not sure. Let's learn like that, Gersa. Gersa, Rashi, and Taisa. We don't know what happened. Gersa Kasha from our Mishnah says, we do know. That's the Gemara case. The Gemara is saying, we don't know what happened. We don't know who went to him. So what should be the deal? Logically. Well, I should say, look, possible she went to him. Possible he went to her. We don't know. If she went to him, what would be the deal? If she went to him, what's the deal? Which is why I don't know. She's possible to suffer. Kavua can have some mess, but Kavua is not a bad day possible. It's considered 50-50. So if she went to him, it's 50-50. If he went to her, right, it's kosher. So logically, I should say, well, possible it's 50-50. It's possible it's right. So I should be mad to her. I should say, look, if she went to him, it's 50-50. And if he went to her, it's 75-25. So logically, I can make the same graph. I can say, if she went to him, so it's 50% kosher, 50% possible. Right? And if he went to her, so then it's, let's see, 90% of the people are kosher. And 10% are possible. If you take both possibilities together, 50-50 on this half, 90-10 on that half, I would say she should be kosher. Well, it says we don't do that with Rabbah. The Gzeira, that if we're going to rely on Reb Sharim, even when she goes to him, she's going to rely on Reb Sharim. The guys are Atu Kavua. And therefore, we do not rely on Reb Sharim in the city. What do we rely on? Trey Ruby. If you have two rabbis. If right people in the city are Sharim, plus possible she was a zana with the guests in the city, and writes to U.S. kosher. So on two rives, that will rely. Just on one rive alone, the right people in the city are kosher. We're not going to rely. Maybe she went there. So therefore, we need two rives. This is the way Rashi does. She went to him. I mean, she's tiny bari. Well, if you learn the Gemara, she's tiny bari. So she's saying, I went to a kasha. She's saying more than that. She's saying, I went to a kasha. But either, like Rashi, the Gemara is going to Rabbi Yeshua, who else we don't believe her. Well, like Taisus, if it's a bari, it's going to Rabbi Gamliel, but like a Tila. Like a Tila, we don't believe her either. So really, we don't believe her. So we don't know what happened. So now we need two rabbis. This is Pshat in the Gemara according to the simple Pshat of Rashi and Taisus. Does not go with our Girsa, like Tzricha. Goes with the Girsa of Dilma, the Girsa of Ika. At Dilma, she went to him. What's great that she went to him? Now, let's get back to the Kashas I asked you at the beginning. Okay, we learned the Gemara now according to Rashi and Taisus. And we have Pshat. What's Pshat Trey Ruby? Trey Ruby itself wouldn't make sense. Trey Ruby worked because of the Gezeira. We're not relying on Raibi Yer because of Gezeira of Kavua. We're not relying on Raibi Yer because of the Gezeira of Kavua. But if it's Reb Siyua too, then we'll rely on Raibi Yer. We is in the beginning, what does Reb Siyua help you? You have two questions. What does Reb Siyua help? First of all, it doesn't improve the odds. If the city is right and the seal is right, just mathematically, it doesn't improve the odds. 75% of the people in the city like a certain flavor. 75% of the guests like the flavor. It's still 75% put together. It doesn't change anything. And second of all, the kasha of the Rishon Avraham, that why does Rav Siyua come to play? We don't know who is Mizana with her. Most likely it would come from the city. The city is most people. The guests are just a small percentage of people. So why does it help? That's very good. But the wrong answer is, explain the following. The city is Kemetza Al-Mechza. Why? Because we're Geyser Atu Kavua. Why don't we rely on right? Because we're afraid, in the case of Kavua, you'll rely on right. What happens in a case where the city is Taka 50-50? Kavua. The city is exactly 50-50. The city could have 6 million people. And 3 million are kosher, 3 million are possible. And even though really more are kosher, but Kavua says, it's as if 3 million are kosher, 3 million are possible. And now, comes in a bus with 50 guests from out of town. And the 50 guests from out of town are right shadow. 40 kosher, 10 possible. Now these guests are never Kavua. They're not considered kavua because they don't have a home in the city. Right? Even if they stay in the city in somebody's house, the guest is always called parish. Taisa says kavua is the sefesai. The guests are always called parish. Those guests will be machria to make it right. Because since the city is 50-50, Even if three guests come into town, and two are kosher, one is possible, that makes right. The city is 3 million sharon, 3 million psalm. And with these guests, you have 3 million and two sharon, 3 million and one psalm. You have right. The right siyua, what's the mila of right siyua? You know what the mila is? That the guests are never kavua. Guests who come from out of town are never kavua. Because they live out of town, they don't live here. So every case of kavua, which is 50-50, the guests who come in, if they're right kosher, they're now going to be machriya. They're going to make it into right. Now it's very good that right to you helps. It's taka true when you have right of the city, right to you doesn't help a bit. If you have right of the city, right to you doesn't help. But in a case where the city is mechtal mechta, because we're afraid of kavua, once the city is mechtal mechta, now the right to you helps you. Because the right to you tilts the scale into right. It tilts the scale into right. Now it's okay. Now it becomes right. So what is Trey Ruby? Trey Ruby, according to Rashi and Tysus, the way they learn up this Gemara, is like an insurance policy. The first right of Sheirim, we can't rely on because of Xayra. Xayra can rely on right Sheirim. When she goes to him, she'll also think she can rely on right Sheirim. Like Xayra. If in this city, yeah, I guess I'm out of town, and they're right Sheirim, then I don't have to worry. I can rely on right here. So what I'm going to do is make Xayra Kavua, even if it'll be Kavua, the right to you will be machriya. Even if it will be kavua, which is 50-50, the guests who are not kavua will be machriya. So the meila, I can now rely on right by ear, because even in the case of kavua, I'll have right to you to rely on. This is the shad in the Gemara according to Rashi and according to Tysus. There's still some things hanging. For example, the fact, like I've seen this before, that the Mishnah doesn't seem to be the Lamaus Maimina Ayin. Now we know that she was Nansa outside of the house, not in the house. We know that it was Parish. But it seems that even if we know it was Parish, we're going to make a Gzera or to a case where it's not, where it's Kavua. Even where it's parish, we're going to be geyser out to kavua. The next piece of Gemara is going to ask, what do you mean? We never rely on kavua? I'll say, my loss will be yus. So now it's special by yus that we make this thing, that we don't rely on kavua parish, we move a parish, because in the case of kavua, we'll have a problem. Unless you have the second rise. The second rise is what helps everything here work out. So this is the pshat in the Gemara, which is hard. And this is the pshat according to Rashi and Tysus, the way the Gemara goes. Now, we have to ask you a few more nekudas. First of all, this which Tysus, the Ramas of Dilma, says that kavua is only in the house, the Rambam argues with. We pass from kavua is anywhere in your city. As long as you're in your city, you're considered kavua. The way we pass it. And anywhere in your city you're considered kavua. And and that our case of parish is dafka if he was as north simply here. In the Prussia Sadrachim, the roads outside the city. This is the sheet. It's a Rambam, and obviously the place of Kasha will fall off because place has a problem with his sheet. That anywhere in town will be considered a kavua. The second thing is that there is a girsa light tzricha. Not Rashi's girsa, not Tzitzis' girsa, the girsa in our Gemara. And lemaisa light tzricha, the kazi gabayu means that you need to rise only where you know it was kavua. That's what seems to be pshat. And really, a person has to be require a certain amount of amelus to be able to figure out what would come out with that pshat. takes a lot of work. For our shiur today, I'm just going to leave it with Rashi and Taisus. And I certainly hope that you'll be able to get a clerk item shot in the Gemara, at least according to Rashi and Taisus Pshat, which is one of the two pshatim which is brought down in Shulchan Aruch. Now, what we're going to do Sunday is the opposite of today. Today, we spend time on pshat. Sunday, I'm going to spend the shiur on the pilpul of Kokov Lokanes HaMechzadami, which is nice and everyone enjoys and it's a lot of fun. And the pilpulim of when you say Kokavu and when you say Kol the Parish, when you have a parish. And the thing is that you really have to work on pshat. The pilpulim everybody will be able to have. You really have to be able to work on pshat. Now, what I would like you to do for Sunday is to look at there's only one Rebbe Kiva Eger. On this Mishnah, it's Al Rebbe Beit, there's only one Rebbe Kiva Eger. And on the Rebbe Kiva Eger, there's a Rishash. And on the Rebbe Kiva Eger and the Rishash, there's a Hartzi. And I have the photo set of the Hartzi by my seat. There's a lot more on this. There's Rebbe Shimon and Rebbe Chaim, but I think you have to go in order. Once you've gone through that, there's the Machlekes Chayyadim and Chabad Das, which I also have in the sheet. Those of you who were in Shir last year, would do well to go back to your notes on Sukkot Tesamid Beis, Kokavua. I told you many times, it's the avoda in these things is to go back and review the things you once learned. Hopefully, what you once learned comes back more easily, even if you've forgotten it. I advise you to go back to those notes and try to get a clarkite in Kavua Kimetamesta, and that's all this was.